Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right. Yep. Thank you, Big Voice Man. You are in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. We're about to figure out definitively, I think, whether or not the Astros are a World Series winning type team this year. We'll do that here in a second. But if you are just joining us, if you did not see it earlier or have not seen it yet, the Texans are signing Damon Arnett, cornerback, who last played in the NFL at the very least with the Raiders. He was drafted by the Raiders, the 19th overall pick in the 2020 NFL draft out of Ohio State, most recently playing football in the UFL with the Houston Roughnecks, mm-hmm. and now he steps in to add cornerback depth to what the Texans are doing. That's another place that I think I personally am going to be very intrigued to watch during camp when that gets here sometime next month.
Yeah.
Sometime.
Hopefully sooner. We got to get that. We got to text people.
I have no control over such things. Mm-hmm. And I don't think you want me to have control over such things. I'm bad at scheduling and planning my life. Are you a good planner, or is that what Jan is for?
No.
is that what the wife is for?
I plan and plan everything. Anytime somebody says, hey, can you go? You've seen me. Immediately open my calendar.
Are you a good planner? Good for you.
If I don't put it in my calendar, it's gone.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Figgy, good planner?
Nah, I tried the digital planner just mm-hmm. to put stuff on the calendar. I always forget. I tried the physical planner, mm-hmm. which my wife is really good at.
She do color code, don't she?
Yeah. She have the actual physical planner. Yep. Mm-hmm. She create her own thing, write things
down.
The big
book, the 8.5 by 11? I used to have those every year.
She's good with that. Yeah. I can't do it,
I don't do those anymore, but Manfred. Decades. I still have a stack somewhere.
She tell me all the time, hey, you got something planned? Can you put it on the calendar so I can know? Like, all right, I'll do it. Never do it.
Never. Not once. I still live my life like a part-timer, where I live my life, I like to say, 2 weeks at a time, as if they are giving out, putting up my schedule every other week. So
you tell me when I got to work.
Yeah, man. It's not good, but hopefully I'll get better at it. Anyways, that's way off the point.
Yeah.
There's historical precedent, and The Athletic did this dating back to 1998. Okay. On the statistical and the things that point to a team being, you know, a World Series caliber team. And of course, like, this fits in dating back to, as I mentioned, 1998. Do you think the Astros are one of those teams that fit into it thus far this season?
And you're looking at just this season.
Yes, this season. That's what this is, I imagine. Like, what is happening here?
That's a tough one.
We'll work through it. We'll work through it. Yeah. And to be fair, the data is as of this weekend, so it does not include the 13-run extravaganza that happened.
Well, nevertheless, they've been on a bit of a run.
They have. I mean, a good month and a half.
Good
at
bit
least,
of a run.
At the very least, where this team has been playing.
I'm going to give you an answer first, and then see if it plays out with their – I'm guessing they have parameters. And
they do. They do. They have various factors, and we'll roll through
factors.
Them.
I'm going to say no.
Okay, Figgy, you think they're a World Series type team right now?
I'm gonna say yes.
Okay, all right. So Figgy says yes. Lopez says no. There will be a winner and a loser in this segment. That's how I like to live my life. All right. Factor number one: you have to rank among the top 13 in two of these three categories: win percentage, run differential, or wins above replacement. 25 of the last 26 champions fell into that, with only the exception of the 2003 Florida Marlins that basically bought their team.
Win percentage, run differential, and what?
And wins above replacement. If you're top 13 in two of those categories.
I think they fit that, don't they?
They do indeed fit that. Teams that didn't, notably the Athletics. I just said that because I want to be a jerk because they're playing them right now. Obviously, the Braves don't. But, I mean, there's not a lot of great. The Rangers don't fit that. So, goodbye, Rangers. You're not a World Series contender this year. Not that we needed this to tell us that. All right, factor number two here.
Okay.
Rank among the top 17 in on-base percentage or top 11 in slugging, and I feel like we're leaning on base percentage because the slugging has not been there in a great way. But 25 of the last 26 champions,
17
also
is pretty generous.
There. Pretty generous, but at least you got to be at least average.
I'm gonna say yes on that too.
They do as well. Yeah. The Giants, Rays, and Brewers do not though. So
where are they? Do you know?
I don't have that specifically in front of me, but I'll pull it up here in a second if you don't. If you're cool with that, cool. I will.
I was just curious. I think they're probably in the 10-12 range somewhere in there.
That's good
on base percentage.
On base percentage, I'll have to check that for the Astros again to make sure that I have this correct. But they do fit that, I will say. Mm-hmm. All right, factor number three: rank in the top 11 in opponent batting average, or top 16 in WHIP, walks and hits.
I think they're probably ranking both those.
I'm sure they're great in both of those. Yeah. In fact, interestingly enough, and I want to stop down here for a second, the Dodgers do not fit in here.
Well, Shohei's just getting started.
Oh, is that what you're going to put this year? Like, well, Shohei hasn't been available, and so that's why.
Speaking of which, they got a little spicy there last night.
They
too.
Did. Yeah. How did you feel about Shohei getting thrown at?
I didn't. It didn't really bother me that much. Dave Roberts was bothered. He got tossed from the game. You know, whether it was an accident or not, I'm still not even sure that Tatis getting hit was an accident, but they all said it was. You're the next batter up. You're gonna get hit, especially if you're Ohtani. It stinks, but didn't really surprise me.
12th, mind you, in on base percentage for the
Astros.
That's
what I thought. 10-12, somewhere. 100%.
All right. So they do pitching wise. I mean, the pitching metrics are fantastic. We should know this. Factor number four: rank in the top 13 in quality starts or fewest meltdowns. And that's, I mean, again, pitching metrics. This has been one of. It's either 1A or 1B on what's been great about this team. It's like your starting pitching has been really, really good. Of course,
that's a given.
Given. Mets and Twins, however, have not. As 24 of the 26 teams that have won the championship have fit in that. Factor five, check at least 4 out of 5 of the boxes where top 11, rather, and lowest base batting average on balls in play.
Okay.
That's not top 20 in clutch batting, which it feels like the Astros absolutely are there. Top 20 and fewest home runs allowed per nine, which again, not giving up a lot of home runs, which the Astros absolutely don't do.
Mm-hmm.
Lowest batting strikeout rate, top 25 and top 25 in speed score. And the Astros fit all that. Yeah. So there are five teams, and you notice the Astros have fit all this, five teams that would fit the checklist that 25 or 24 of the championship teams all the way through dating back to 98 have fit.
And they're one of the five.
Yankees.
How about that?
Tigers, Padres, Cubs, and Astros.
No Dodgers.
No Dodgers.
And no, who's another really good team? You said Tigers.
Mm-hmm. Tigers and the Yankees are the teams that are, along with the Astros, that have been a top win rise in the AL. And then Cubs and Padres in the NL are the teams that, at least when it comes to metrics at this point, again, we haven't hit the All-Star break and there's still more baseball to be played. But at this point, these are the teams that fit. Like, these are the teams that the Astros are amongst. And that, again, puts the Astros squarely in this place where they're championship contenders. Like, this is how incredible it is to be in this place comparatively to where you were, you know, a month into the season, and even where we were, I think, even in spring training.
Oh, for sure in spring training. Like, you know, I think we may have touched on this, you know, here and there. Like, this is truly, like, depending on how long they keep this going, and if they do make a run, I think this would be one of, if not the most important run into the postseason that they've ever made. I know they had the big comeback last year, but in terms of just a squad that is getting it done, hitting those numbers as you talked about, and you know, certainly showing, you know, that they're just as good as ever with so many new faces. Like, again, we are getting ahead of ourselves, but I think this is potentially one of the more impressive runs that they could make, and they've made some runs. We know that.
How confident do you feel in the Astros being able to actually do this, though, at this point? Because, again, these are the fun statistical anomaly type things.
Like, get to the AL championship, you know, start projecting there, I can't do that. I feel very strongly that they're going to win the division and you know, make a little noise in the postseason. That's about where you have to draw the line.
Yeah, yeah. I think that that's fair. Yeah. We were talking a little bit about Dana Brown talking earlier today. Obviously, the Jordan portion of this was interesting. He gave Joe Espada a level of love that I appreciated, talking about the move for Jeremy Pena to be the leadoff man. He said that was entirely Joe Espada. Like, how much credit do we need to give Joe Espada at this point and what he's been able to do? I saw earlier someone talking about the notion of if with this number of injuries, Dusty Baker, they did not feel like Dusty Baker would be able to keep this.
Hey,
this
they're ripping on Dusty again.
They are. They are. And of course, it is ripping on Dusty, but it is in service of giving Joe Espada his credit. Like, we've seen this. He's navigated this ship pretty expertly for to be also. We got to keep in mind, this is what, year two for him at the helm of this thing to have managed to, you know, navigate the waters this well. You got to give him a lot of credit.
You have to give him a lot of credit. You know, part of Joe Espada's problem, if you want to call it a problem, has been, you know, he has been just assumed that he's surrounded and helped by so many others, from Jim Crane, you know, being involved, to what Dana Brown has done, to all the other advisors, to, you know, obviously having a player like Altuve still around in Jordan. But those, what he's done on the field and the decisions he's made and the way he's handled the pitching staff, all the injuries you talked about, that you have to at some point start, you know, putting him in the conversation of one of the best managerial jobs of the year. You have to.
Manager of the year is where you're looking at for him.
Well, one of for sure. Maybe a candidate. You know, I wouldn't be opposed to it. Look at the injuries. Look at what the expectation was. You mentioned this earlier. I didn't have high expectations for this team. I mean, I thought they'd be okay. I think I called it sort of a bridge year, you know? Maybe they'll win some games, but, you know, okay. Well, how good can they really be? And that's before all the injuries.
You know,
just because of the losing to Tucker and losing Bregman and Verlander, you can add him in there and some of the other things. No, that ultimately, no matter how much support you have, how many other people are involved in player acquisition and coaching and all that, ultimately the manager has to get some credit here with that many injuries and that many setbacks.
I think that's fair. I think that's 100% fair. One thing I've been kind of sitting with, and I have not really talked about, because, I mean, we're talking about, we mentioned Wes Clark, the first baseman and catcher that the Astros added. He's had a little bit, strike out a lot, and obviously he's not swinging the bat incredible right now. That's probably
runs.
He does have some home runs, but I think that's maybe a move, at least right now, to just add more talent to the AAA level, seeing as you've had to lean on it so much.
Yeah.
But I've seen a lot of talk about Miguel Ulloa, who is a pitcher in this system. Who's currently, I mean, he's had, I think, 12 games at the AAA level. And, I mean, he's been really good thus far. He feels like he might be the next pitcher in this circumstance for the Astros. Like, he's been really solid to the point where I think he is 3-2 with a 3.33 ERA. So, I mean, it's not like he's throwing a sub-2 or anything, but, I mean, he's been good at that level. I'm interested to see, like, what he ends up being if – because, again, I have a lot of praise for the guys that have come up, and Jason Alexander held his own incredibly well last night as well, being the latest of your, I saw them described as quadruple A, which typically I always view as a kind of a pejorative, the guys that
it
don't
is,
actually
but I think
fit
it's accurate.
As of right now, maybe those guys end up being that. Ulloa is one of those guys that around baseball, you know, the Baseball Americas and Baseball Prospectus of the world are talking about, like, could he be another guy that comes up and actually is like that level for the Astros.
Yeah, but, we mentioned this yesterday. How much more of this can you withstand? You know, you're always having to make those. And I said this morning, it's not an accident that these pitchers come out of seemingly nowhere and perform at a high level as soon as they get to the big leagues. The Astros know how to handle pitchers, know how to, you know, fix their approach or mechanics or pitches that they throw. But, boy, you know, I'd rather get Eric Geddy back. You know, I'd rather get this one of those guys.
Or Christian Javier, or J.P. France.
Yeah, I love what they're doing with these unknowns, but I'd rather not at this point.
All right, now, Figgy, I'm about to prey on Lopez's doubts here, all right? Do you feel more confident in getting two of those guys that you mentioned?
Eric Geddy, France, and,
you know,
anyone?
Javier, any of those guys back I mean, even Lance McCullers Jr. Do you feel better about getting a couple of Garcia? There's so many of them. Do you feel better about getting some of those guys back on the run, or continuing to get this level of play through all of your, I guess, as they've been termed some to some degree, quadruple A guys for the remainder of the season?
Well, how many more layups are you going to give me? You can't. You cannot. You just simply, you're fooling yourself. You cannot have confidence that those guys are going to get back sooner rather than later. Can't do it.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
So welcome Ayola.
What'd you call him?
Ayola.
Okay.
I thought you said another thing.
Yeah, I was like, I don't think that's the word that you're supposed to say. But yeah, man, shout out to the Astros who are continuing to do this. And hopefully, I'm just looking forward to give me more explosive offense, especially something I can lean on going forward. That'd be very, very awesome. Or at least just bump up the number some more. Mm-hmm. I can appreciate that as well. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Back in action tonight are your Astros in Sacramento. Another 905 one. Talking about scheduling. Schedule, you not getting a lot of sleep here. Unless you recording and watching in the morning. I don't know if you're one of those. I can't do that, though. I gotta watch it to the end. But yeah, something I always want to see out is the mixtape with Figgy Fig. That's what's coming up next. Fig, what you got for us?
Yeah, so we got to put our A&R hats on, man. I'm going to play a song, and I want us to be an A&R. I want us to fix this song. Plus, somebody should be in jail for something they did, man. Oh. And it's very innocent, but they should be put in jail for at least 2 hours.
2 hours.
Huh. Okay, Figgy putting people in jail for 2 hours. Let's find out who together next.
Yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's Ficky Smith's tape in the loop. Sports Radio 610. It's your man Ficky Fig holding it down on a Wednesday. Happy Wednesday to everyone out there. So Will Smith, He has a new song out right now. Mm-hmm. Have you guys heard it?
I have, actually.
I have not.
Okay, so it's a new song called Pretty Girls. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, it was kind of getting destroyed online. Mm-hmm. But somebody came up with a solution to make it better. So it's a guy on Twitter by the name of Michael Christmas, mm-hmm. whose Twitter name is at Mickey Christmas, made a suggestion on how to make this song sound better. And I want to ask y'all this. Are you guys familiar on Twitter where you could kind of speed up a video or slow it down?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So Michael Christmas tweeted this. This is just a tempo issue. Mm-hmm. Speed it up to 1.25 or slow it down to 0.75 and watch. Much more fire song.
Okay, we got to hear this.
So I kind of want us to put our A&R hats on, and I want to give it a shot. I want to see which one is better.
I love this kind of stuff, by the way. Remember when we were doing all the songs that I was breaking down? I love messing
around with stuff like that. So here is the original version of Will Smith's song, Pretty Girls.
I like pretty girls. Girls. I love pretty girls. Too fine for the line tonight. 5+5, you a dime tonight. It's a full house, better play your cards.
Yeah, it's a no for me, dog.
So is it the lyrics or everything, or
it's everything? But I mean,
sounds like a college project, like somebody who is a wannabe musician, entertainer, rapper. Put together this for like a final exam.
It actually sound like to me if Will Smith never did any music and he was just the actor Will Smith.
Exactly.
That's what it sound like. Exactly. It's like he forgot that he used to rap. Like he used to do this for a living.
That's true. Shaq rapping.
He has so much like at his
Shaq got a little more bars though.
100%.
It feels like how what?
I'm like, you should have with all the money and studio time more access to have a better output than that, I say.
Yeah. So I want to play it slowed up real quick. Slow down, however you want to say it. So here's the same song, Will Smith.
Is it
Chopped
and Screwed?
It's not. We ain't got time to do
that'd
all
make
that.
It better, sure.
Yeah, maybe Chop Not Slop. My folks over there might do it, but here's it just slowed down a little bit.
I like pretty girls.
Okay, there's a market improvement.
I would say better. Yeah, I would say better. I want to hear, let's hear the next part.
All right. Next part of the song?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh yeah,
it hits better. The lyrics are still gonna be problem.
Once we
get to that part. But I mean, this definitely sounds better. It sounds more intentional. Somebody said, "All right, so Gus and Katie, we gonna disagree here." From the 832, Will Smith's singing career. First of all, he called it singing career as opposed to, I mean, he was rapping.
Yeah.
They said he sucked then, and it sucks now. I mean, the Fresh Prince had some jams. So,
yeah, some early hip hop stuff was cool. It's really debatable because the Will Smith, not Fresh Prince, but the Will Smith era, that was a little bit debatable because
like people
thought it was a little corny, but I thought it was fine. It wasn't cheesy
this. It was good.
Yeah, it was a little bit cheesy. So here is this sped up version. I want to hear see what y'all feel about this version.
I like pretty girls. Girls.
Nope.
I love pretty girls.
That's a no for me too.
I actually do like the sped up version because the bars actually sound better. Well, I mean, the delivery sounds better faster. The actual, again, the writing needs work. But I think 832 is right. It does sound like a song that should be featured on a show. Like, it sounds like a song that's made specifically for a television show.
Yeah.
Either as like an intro or like a background song in the club club scene that they have.
Kix Rock says Miss Rachel slams harder than that.
Shout out to Miss Rachel.
I won't disagree.
Yeah.
Oh, you have a lot of experience with that. Yeah.
This actually sound like a song probably like on a some type of TV show where they walk into a club.
Exactly.
Where they can't play no real music because it's licensed, so they got to make up something. and let's make a club type of song. But I kind of like the sped up version a little more. It kind of give you a little EDM feel to it. It got a little more bounce to it.
Either way, like whichever way that you put it, because, this is substandard.
Yeah. Nah, this don't look. This is kind of sad a little bit, especially coming from Will Smith and what he accomplished over his career.
Yeah,
he was the first rapper to win a Grammy. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so just look at all of that type of stuff. It's like, man, this is the best you got.
Why do you feel the need to do this? Is the question I have more than anything.
I don't know. It's ain't, man, like I hope he don't have any money problems. And thinking this
one, I can't imagine.
I hope not. Yeah. But I feel like a money grab, mm-hmm. trying to get some money. Now let me get back to what I used to do back mm-hmm. in the day. It's like, dog, just make some more movies, man. Yeah. You ain't gotta go down this route. But so which one? So
slow down.
Slow down. Yeah. Do you feel like Reggie? Slow down is better. If you had to put this song out,
just
which
one
version?
Of them.
Yeah, just
I mean,
one
sped
of them.
Up because I mean you slow down. We got to get through the song as well. You want people to finish it. From the 281, though, this is a good point. Slow down the, you know, just kind of the chorus is better. Speeding up, like, once he gets to the actual verse.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know that you can merge those that mm-hmm. go from slow to fast in that particular way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think that's fair.
But is it fair to say that the other versions are better than the original one?
Yes.
100%.
Yes.
They're varying different degrees of cheeks.
It's crazy how that made a big difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That made
I'm
going to
start
big
doing
difference.
That now. If I don't like a song, just
What's
speed it up.
Something Christmas? I'm impressed with that guy.
Michael Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... Yeah,
is this just somebody's name on Twitter that you're saying, or is this like somebody that I should probably know?
I don't know. I don't know who that is, but his name on there is Michael Christmas. Gotcha. His Twitter name is Mickey Christmas. Ah, I think he do music too. So.
Oh, good. Well, good for Michael Christmas.
Yeah, so he got a good ear, man.
Yeah.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's a mixtape in the Luke Sports Radio 610. Figgy Fig holding it down on a Wednesday. So I think this person should go to jail for maybe for like 2 hours.
For that song?
Well, he probably got worse songs than that, to be honest. And I listened to his last album. I'm like, what are you doing?
Which mean his last album? When did he put that out?
His recent album.
He put out recent music?
Mm-hmm. He did. And he I was so disappointed. Mm-hmm. I was so disappointed.
Okay.
But, this guy should probably spend like 2 hours in jail, maybe some community service. Mm-hmm. So, Lopez, you are familiar with a guy by the name of Jason Day.
Oh, yeah. The Aussie golfer.
Yeah. So, he was asked by reporters. So, apparently he was walking around with a bag that was black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow. And the reporter decided to ask him about this bag and if it meant something.
Your bag is yellow and black. You were wearing a Man of Steel outfit today. Is this an homage to the Pittsburgh Steelers?
You know what? No, unfortunately not. I do like the Steel. I do like Pittsburgh sports in general, even though I do live in Columbus, Ohio, and my favorite football team is the Cleveland Browns. Though I have a rivalry, my second favorite team is Pittsburgh, and I know I'm going to get a lot of slack for that. But, I do have the Pittsburgh colors on today, so I'll just leave it at that.
Now, jail might be a little too far.
Maybe not.
Should he do some community service for this? This is crazy.
It can't be that.
Okay. This don't even make sense.
It can't be that. Like
saying I'm tall and short.
Yeah, no.
Are the Cleveland Browns the tall or the short there?
Pick.
All right.
I'll tell you exactly what this is. He's a Steelers fan, but he just lives in Ohio. We get that all the time right here. We get that all the time. Well, I'm a Texans fan, but I like Dallas too. Okay, you're a Cowboys fan. We get that all the time. When somebody tells me that, I like the Texans, but I also like the Cowboys. And I hear that a lot. I'm sure our listeners do too. That's all I need to know. You are a Cowboys fan that just doesn't want to admit it in this city.
That don't make
sense. He's a Steelers fan.
That don't make any sense, man. That's like me saying, I'm an Ohio State fan, but I'm also a Michigan fan too. Like, you see how stupid that sounds?
Yes.
I know people that have households where they're nothing but Ohio State fans, and that one person in that household is a Michigan fan.
Yeah. Well, usually they became a Michigan fan because of them other people in that household. That's what happened. It's like, y'all Ohio State fans? Well, I'm going to talk trash in here.
No, but see, it's not like that all the time, though, man. Yeah. You always
sometimes they are.
Yeah, and they got to stand their ground, man. They don't be sitting there rooting for both.
Yeah.
I try not to police people's fandom. Because, people come to fandom in different ways. But I feel like if that's, direct rivalries, being on both sides is kind of crazy. Unless you have, a very specific reason. Like, my mom went to one school, my dad went to the other one, or something like that, right?
Yeah.
It just felt like he was like, not me. They cool, but this is my team over here. Like, it didn't feel like there was a good reason, which feels very much like I work in a sport where I would like as many people to like me and watch my tournaments as possible.
He wants to stay in Ohio with no flack. Nah. He's a Steelers fan.
Hey, it sounds, and his accent kind of give it away too, but it sounds like he's not from this country.
Well, think?
Just, I'm trying, y'all are the soccer experts.
He's Australian, yeah.
What are some rivalry soccer teams over in Europe?
I'm a Liverpool fan, but I also like Chelsea. No.
I was gonna say Everton is probably the more direct, but that hasn't been. I mean, Manchester United, Manchester City is going to be an obvious one. Yeah. Barcelona and Real Madrid is going to be a huge one.
Yeah, that's the best one.
You know, I'm a Barcelona or I'm a Real Madrid fan, but Messi, over there. Even that would be a little bit like if he was like, I'm a Browns fan, but I got a huge level of respect for TJ Watt or something like that. That'd be a little different than. No, but I also like the Steelers.
Said the Steelers are my second favorite team.
And let's not bury the fact that he was wearing yellow and black.
Yes, and tried to say, oh, no, that had nothing to do with it.
All right, so can I ask you guys this? Because this came in on the text line, again, 713-572-4610. They said they hate the people that are like, I'm a Texas sports fan. So just Rangers.
Also like McClain.
Like McClain. just glad a team from Texas is winning.
Are you in that? Because this is the funny thing is like people are in that, but then there will be the people that root for like the SEC and everything or something like that. Like how far does
I'm
this go?
I'm definitely not that person.
You're not a Big Ten or bust.
Nah. I mean, I salute the Big Ten for making a run, but I'm not rooting it. Michigan. I wasn't rooting for Michigan to win.
No. Yeah, but that's direct rival, right? I'm not going to expect that from you. But like, let's say for some reason Ohio State is out of something, but Maryland is over here doing it. I don't know what competition Maryland would be.
Yeah,
doing, but I just wanted to throw something out there that would be inoffensive, or like Northwestern or something.
I will root for them if they're the underdog. If it's like a good underdog story or something like that. But like even this year, I wouldn't root for Indiana.
Yeah,
like I don't give a damn about India, and that was somewhat of an underdog story.
Big
a little
time. Not somewhat. Yeah. They had never won that many. Was it? Did they win 12? They win 11 or 12? Like they had never done that in their lives.
Yeah, I was sitting there like, I want Indiana to win. I don't give a damn about Indiana.
To me, it varies. I'm just glad a team from Texas is in it. I'm
you
not
have
that.
To do the voice.
It's also like, is it a team that I like? Like I remember when Baylor. I don't know if it was the year they won the national championship or were making a run. I liked that Baylor team, and I was kind of pulling for Baylor. And you know, they're somewhat of a rival. They're not in the SEC anymore, so I was pulling for them. I remember the big one, and I speaking of taking a lot of flack for it, 05, VY. I was pulling for Texas in that. Haven't pulled for them since or before.
Yeah, it kind of got a little tricky. I think it was the 2020 Super Bowl. Where you had, I think it was Cincinnati and the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a lot of Browns fans. It was pretty much divided because they're like, oh, we should root for Cincinnati. And everybody was like, no, you don't root for no, we don't rock with Cincinnati at all. What you root for Cincinnati for?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it don't matter if they in the same state, these two different cities.
Yeah.
And we in the in the same division. So, no. And then me personally, I like Joe Burrow. Yeah. I think Joe Burrow is cool going back to the LSU days.
Mm-hmm.
So I was kind of rooting for Joe Burrow, but I don't really care about Cincinnati. I don't care about nothing in Cincinnati.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing. It wouldn't have broken my heart, you know, if Baylor lost or Texas had lost. But I'm just saying, I kind of like those teams.
Have you ever found yourself in a place, though, where, like, you know what the right answer should be for you, and then you're in the game, and you're like, oh, no, I'm actually rooting for a team. Like,
all the time.
There's a lot of times where we say, no, I'm rooting for this team, and then you're actually in the game.
Then
and
you
find out what you actually are rooting for because you're like, damn, why did I not like that? Oh, I'm actually rooting for the other team. My bad.
Yeah, no, I say that all the time. A lot of times when I'm watching a game, I don't know exactly who I'm going to be pulling for until I sit down and you start feeling it, you know?
How do you feel about the people that say they're Texans fans, but they also root for the Titans, who used to be here?
You're a Titans fan. Same thing. You just don't want to admit it. Just like Jason Day.
Yeah, that one feels like a bridge too far because there's multiple levels of that used to be the Oilers and they took the team. They're also in division as a rival with your team currently. And on that same, like, because again, we talk about the Houston Dallas, which is just, that's just something else, right? That is life rivalry as opposed to
just Houston Dallas, period.
But then Houston Dallas when it comes to Texans Cowboys, or like you mentioned, Cincinnati and Cleveland when it comes to Bengals and Browns, at least those are in different divisions and different conferences. Titans, Texans, it's the same damn division. You can't be on the same page there.
Well, the Browns and Bengals in the same division too. Which make it kind of tough.
Yeah,
too.
So that one shouldn't happen either.
Honestly, and that's the same thing. And I say
I rest my case.
Yeah, and I say that because I know some Ravens fans that just became Ravens fans because that used to be the Browns organization. Mm-hmm. It's pretty much the same thing with the Titans.
Yeah.
And you got some of them like, I'm cool with the Browns. Mm-hmm. I don't mind them, but, I'm more of a Ravens fan because,
then you're a Ravens fan.
I'm just like, come on, man.
There's a lot of John McClain slander in this segment, I got to admit. Sorry, John, love you. All right, that is Figgy's Mixtape, 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on Sports Radio 610 at The Figgy Fig on social media.
So Jason Day should be in jail for 2 hours.
I'll give him that.
I mean,
just 2 hours, man.
Ohio.
I ain't saying you got to go to prison or anything like that. Just sit in the cell for 2 hours. That's it, man.
We just got to take a couple hours for that.
Think about what you said.
Can't trust those people, says Case Rocks. All right, at The Figgy Fig on social media, if you see something mixtape worthy, let him know. He'll see. Shout you out and make you famous, I guess. I don't know if that's how that works, but whatever. All right, in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next. We get ready to hand things off to the fellas of the drive. But with the KD watch that we've been continually doing, I kind of want to figure out what's the best space for him to land. And not just from the perspective that you're thinking of. What would be the best of the his suitors for his legacy? 713-572-4610. Is it Houston? Let's do that next. Yeah, thanks for rolling with us on this Wednesday in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Yeah, if you missed it earlier, Damon Arnett, the Houston Roughneck, former Las Vegas, Texas at that point was the Oakland Raiders. And he was drafted there, and former Ohio State Buckeye is now the latest Houston Texan. He'll play cornerback, or he has at least has an opportunity to play point at cornerback for the Texans. And it seems like there's a level of addressing the cornerback depth need that we were talking about once Ronald Darby decided to retire. So I've said it earlier. I'm very intrigued to see what that part of the depth chart looks like, you know, because the defense has been stout. The only thing that I look at that could cause the defense a level of issue is possibly if a team really finds a way to force the linebackers into coverage, and then if injury hits you at that particular, in the secondary in particular, and you're, you know, asking some guys to step in. And I mean, Jalen Smith himself also will matter a good amount, seeing how much he comes along as a cornerback, how quickly he can he can add into what you're doing here.
Well, I think he's going to be in the mix.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, you know, but just the draft pick, opportunity, the competition is probably going to be as wide open as and legitimately wide open as you can get. But, boy, isn't it nice to be in a place where, yeah, but what about that third cornerback?
Yeah, defensively, that's been fantastic.
Yeah, they're going to be great, but what about, you know, the third cornerback? What about the fourth defensive tackle? You know, that's where we are, you know, so it's a good spot.
No, I mean, it's great to have something that you come into the season knowing that you have a, I mean, it's evident that you're going to be good at, that it's probably there that you have the opportunity to be elite at in the season when it comes to defense, and so excited to see what that is with your Texans. All right, so I set this up as such. We've been on Kevin Durant watch. Obviously, we've gotten various different pieces of information at times, what the Rockets are not willing to do, what they are willing to do to some degree, and to possibly make a deal as we continue to march towards the NBA draft, which feels like the line of demarcation. But outside of all of those things, and from a Kevin Durant perspective, which of these, you know, suitors, which of these landing spots would do the most or have the opportunity to do the most for his legacy? Because we know Kevin Durant started with Oklahoma City, and he left to go to Golden State, and there was a lot of people, if you are inclined to, like, you know, poo-poo on his legacy or what have you, that'd be the thing. Like, the idea that he went and he won championships, but he won them going to a team that was already pretty well established, that had won 72 games, all even if they had lost that particular championship the year before. And people have held that against him. Like, what would go the furthest in helping cement his legacy? Obviously, there's the Rockets out here, Spurs, the Miami Heat, the Minnesota Timberwolves, the New York Knicks. Those seem to be the big teams that are vying. And the Toronto Raptors are in there as a dark horse candidate.
Dark horse.
Apparently, they're willing to give up their 9th overall pick in the draft. But which of those teams do you look at and you go, if he goes there, and obviously if he finds a way to do a level of winning, that people would give him the most credit in his space for?
I don't want to just get a giant 5-gallon bucket of water and dump it all over this topic, because I think it's a good, fair question. My answer, though, is I think his legacy is already established.
Interesting.
You know, because of everything you laid out, you know, sort of the – you know, the mercenary kind of ways that he's gone about things. And that has a bad connotation, but you get the point. He's moved around, looked for championships, looked for the right fit. And to his credit, as you've repeatedly, you know, brought up, he gets more blame than he deserves on some of the shortcomings, some of the times he didn't win it. But hasn't that already, like moving to San Antonio or Miami or any of the teams that you mentioned, the Rockets, is that really going to cement a different legacy? I think his legacy is already cemented.
I think to some degree, maybe, like, again, it's one of the things I usually will point to is like the legacy is one of those things where we look back after in totality. It's almost like my genuine gripe with the college football, you know, playoff, you know, what is it, the rankings that they'll put off periodically. Mm-hmm. How are we establishing what your resume is without the fullness of your resume? However, it feels like at least narratively, there could be an instance if your gripe is, well, he went to another team to win a championship. Well, what happens if he goes to, or a team that's well-built, what if it happens if he goes to a team where, again, he is the focal point and he is the one that's pulling them up? There's a number of people that have talked about during the course of this on the text line here mm-hmm. that, oh man, well, you know, when was the last time Kevin Durant won? Well, if he goes and he wins in a place where he's like, yo, I showed up to, let's say, the Toronto Raptors, and what did they have here mm-hmm. that was developed before I came here, and here's a championship. Does that change it, or do people say, hey man, it's the East or what have you? The Miami Heat, yeah. like, again, I do wonder, how do you feel the Rockets fall in there? Because this is a team that was number two in the West, but I think also you could look at the youth of it and really the lack of offense and say that mm-hmm. maybe if he drops in here, then maybe people give him a level of credit for it.
Yeah, like I said, I kind of feel it's going to be a tough road to hoe for him to repair, or I shouldn't repair, because he's great. He's awesome. He's got a great legacy. It's just that part of it. But if I had to choose, I would say Rockets or Spurs because of the youth factor. You know, if he comes in, let's say Houston, and really shows the way, sort of takes a back seat, gets his points, you know, whenever they need him, you know, the identity that we've talked about, you know, he becomes that offensive identity in the postseason. It would probably help the most in Houston or San Antonio. I don't know if it would change how people are going to remember him altogether.
New York at all? Like, how do you view it? If he's like, I go to the New York Knicks. I mean, that's a team that
I don't think that would help at all.
You don't?
Yeah.
Not even with the amount of people that love the New York Knicks yeah. and have seen the fact that they haven't won since in literally like over 50 years.
But it's another team that's close.
But see, I think that yeah. will help, because that'd be their first championship. And since 73 or whatever
that
was.
That is right. Yeah. yeah.
And plus it's New York with all of these media members probably going to turn the, turn the other cheek mm-hmm. and just say, I think that will help more.
No, he'll become an icon in New York, but we're talking about his legacy as an NBA player.
Fair enough.
And what I'm seeing, if he goes to New York, is what he did trying to go to Brooklyn, what he did going to Golden State, what he did, you know, hey, they're close. Let me see if I can win one there. I think San Antonio and Houston would probably okay. be best.
And then just around it
changing
out,
anything.
Just around it, because we yeah. didn't mention Minnesota there. Mm-hmm. How do you view the possibility of him landing in Minnesota, even though he doesn't want to go there?
Well, I mean, I don't at this point, you know, I mentioned this earlier, like there are so many different people reporting so many different things. I wouldn't be shocked. I'd be a little bit surprised because he doesn't want to go there, but I wouldn't be shocked. Well, how would you rank him right now? I think the Rockets are back near the top, or if not at the top.
I was thinking that probably, like, I look at maybe so I think the ones that are he's not going to get love for, just generally, it feels like, again, New York is pretty mm-hmm. built, even though I understand that they just won, mm-hmm. or they just went to the Eastern Conference. Was that the Eastern Conference Finals?
Yeah, it was the Finals.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. First time in, like, 25 years.
Yeah. Doing incredible things. Minnesota would be the one that he gets the least credit for, because he goes and he's second fiddle to Anthony Edwards.
Yeah.
And anything that happens is going to be an Anthony Edwards bonanza. And it's like, oh, well, KD came along, and I don't think that answers those questions. I think maybe New York after that. And I think Houston was probably right in the middle of the mm-hmm. of the five that I was talking about, just because Ime has already kind yeah. of established really good defense, and they were second in the West. And I think people will do the thing that they've done,
but they're young
with the Golden State. Yeah. They are young, yeah. and I think there would be reason with all of these, obviously, to give mm-hmm. him a level of credit. I don't know that people would be inclined to give him credit. I think it'd probably be Miami where he gets a lot of love for it in my mm-hmm. mind. Although it'd be easier, I imagine, to some degree in the East. Although we're seeing that the East is not necessarily a cakewalk with some of the teams that they have out there. But yeah, that's not a team that's built up necessarily. Mm-hmm. I think that he could go in and kind of establish himself as some level of leader and go do that.
Yeah, look, I think
San Antonio.
San Antonio would be the one that I don't think anything is going to change his legacy. It's established. Okay. He's done what he's done. He's moved around. He's been an unbelievable player, one of the best pure scorers in history. But he has a certain legacy already, reputation.
979 believes any team he goes to will have to shed too much talent. It does not seem like that's the case. It seems like mm-hmm. the price of the brick is real, real low right now.
Mm-hmm. Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.